Successful at last, but utterly exhausted by the struggle, Gilliatt sank upon the deck of his sloop and fell into a heavy sleep. The famous story of his adventure with the devilfish begins at this juncture. A Struggle with the Devilfish, from Toilers of the Sea by Victor Hugo. When he awakened, he was hungry. The sea was growing calmer, but there was still a heavy swell which made his departure, for the present at least, impossible. The day, too, was far advanced. For the sloop with its burden to get to Guernsey before midnight, it was necessary to start in the morning. Although pressed by hunger, Gilliatt began by stripping himself, the only means of getting warmth. His clothing was saturated by the storm, but the rain had washed out the seawater, which rendered it possible to dry them. He kept nothing on but his trousers, which he turned up nearly to the knees. His overcoat, jacket, overalls, and sheepskin he spread out and fixed with large round stones here and there. Then he thought of eating. He had recourse to his knife, which he was careful to sharpen and to keep always in good condition, and he detached from the rocks a few limpets similar to the kind to the clonisses of the Mediterranean. It is well known that